For everyone who is packing up right now and getting ready to head off to BrainShare, this is the Jeff Jaffe, Novell Chief Technology Officer Special Edition of Novell Open Audio. Welcome back to Novell Open Audio, and we're doing a special one-interview edition with a chance to get to know Jeff Jaffe before you see him on stage coming up here on BrainShare. Let's jump right into our phone interview and find out what the man's all about. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And we wanted to ask you a few questions today just to get a quick introduction to who you are before a lot of us see you at BrainShare. And our first question for you is, what about Novell made you want to come here? And we're thinking not so much things like compensation or anything like that. We're thinking about what about Novell's technology is it that made you want to be here at Novell?
I can best answer that by reflecting on my career. I've always been at the places which are the seats of innovation. When I started working at IBM Research over 25 years ago, the seat of innovation in the industry was IBM Research, and that was why I joined over there. I spent over 20 years at IBM, had many positions there, not only in research. One of the other things that I did, very significant at IBM, for several years, I was the general manager of the SecureWay business unit.
Okay, so that gives you a little bit of a parallel. You competed with Novell for a while there, didn't you?
Well, we prefer to call it co-opetition.
Okay.
Actually, we partnered with Novell on various things, but yeah, we did compete from time to time. I'm pretty happy to be on the right side now because I think if you look at the Novell products in the security space, identity, an extremely strong product line. Maybe I'll get back to that. Just a few more points about why I came to Novell. After IBM, I spent 5 years at Bell Labs as president of research at Bell Labs, arguably, you know, one of the top innovation engines of the world. But what I really saw there, what was happening, was that real innovation was moving to the open source community. So I was looking for a place which was a leader in open source, and that's Novell, but also from my IBM background, a world-class company that delivers complete solutions to enterprise users, and also a nice bonus in a space that I'm very familiar with in terms of the security, identity, and general systems management being a very important focus for Novell.
Okay, so you also then bring some background from the open source side, from Bell Labs, from perhaps even, I don't know if there's overlapping time there for you at IBM while IBM was starting to jump behind open source as well. Was there some of that?
At IBM, when I was there, they were just starting the focus on Linux. It was at the tail end of my career there. And really, I learned a lot from IBM, and when I got to the telco world, one of the things that I studied and actually got on my soapbox and presented all over the world was how open source is the most disruptive technology for telecommunications. Now, as background, you know, telco does a lot of hardcore technologies. I started a nanotechnology laboratory at Bell Labs, so we did lots of interesting things. But in terms of what's truly disruptive, the methodology, community working together to accelerate innovation, that was the most important thing. After presenting it for several years at conferences and within the company, I said, why not do it at Novell? That's where the action really is.
That's great and kind of inspiring to hear that you were in nanotechnology for a while, you know, because I'm a big fan of Richard Feynman and know that it was a field that actually one of his speeches actually started. But yeah, open source has definitely come on a lot faster than nanotechnology revolutions have started to take us. But a flip side question from that, great that you're on the open source thing. Novell, of course, has about 20 years of history of having worked in the enterprise space long before open source really started becoming this huge revolution. Novell's got all these classic products that have been around for a while, like GroupWise, NetWare, ZenWorks, and those kind of things. How do you see those fitting into Novell's future as Novell turns around and gets onto this whole open source thing and has things like Linux operating systems, open source projects like Hoola, and things like that?
In my view, Novell is never going to be focused solely on open source because we like the technology. What we're focused on is solving customer IT problems using the best available technology. And for many problems, that is the open source, and for many problems, our traditional product line is the right product line to use. You asked about ZenWorks, and we've had all sorts of studies. IDC studied us just last year and discovered that we have this incredible return on investment when customers use ZenWorks. One of the nice things about marrying the traditional technologies with open source is we get an opportunity to see when enough innovation is happening in the open source world that we want to bring that back to the products that have sustained our customers for so many years. A great example of that is the NetWare product line. We, of course, committed to continuing to support our customers using NetWare, but we also recognize that some of the customers want to move to Linux. They want to move to a platform where instead of having a small number of companies innovate behind it, it has a whole community innovate behind it. And for that reason, we started shipping last year the Open Enterprise Server, which gives an opportunity for customers to get the benefits of both NetWare and Linux simultaneously. In the collaboration space, of course, GroupWise, extremely popular product, but we also recognize that there will be instances where the open source community contributes new innovation in the collaboration space. And so we are actually the leaders, the maintainers for the open source Hula project, which is bringing a different kind of collaboration, lightweight collaboration, less function but less resource intensive in the email calendaring collaboration space.
And so
that's how we see, you know, tremendous value in solving customer problems with the traditional product line, simultaneously, as appropriate, infusing them with innovation.
And we've seen some of that benefit roll over into product lines like NetWare as well, where hardware support was getting thinner and thinner on NetWare, but with Linux backing it now, we see that there's a great deal of hardware and things out there. So I think I see what you mean on that side of things. From the point that we're at now, as you've come into the company just a few months ago and have probably had enough time to start really assessing things, and I'm sure you found that there's far more technology inside of Novell and in our customers' hands than you probably bargained for when you first looked at this job. What are some of the things that you're now hoping to accomplish, some of the top priorities that you're working on?
Well, it's important to understand the priorities in terms of multiple time frames. You know, Novell has made some very impressive investments in open source in terms of, you know, acquiring some very significant companies. SUSE, Zimian are examples of that. In my mind, open source is the play. It's a long-term play. It's the ultimate play because I think that open source will represent the computing infrastructure of the future. And what I mean by that is, as I see the benefits of open source, which is the openness, the ability to make modifications, the sharing, the speed of innovation, those are all very positive things for customers. They also prevent vendor lock-in, which is also very positive for customers. So I see that as the ultimate long-term play. However, we also recognize that there is a technology maturity curve, and, you know, when open source is ready on the server and on the desktop and the consumer desktop, middleware, operating system, applications, the time frames are different. So we're not married to open source. That could be the long-term strategy. In the intermediate term, it, you know, it's our strategy is probably what it's always been, which is to bring together the best possible technologies to help customers solve their enterprise IT problems around collaboration, client-server, systems management. So that will continue to be our strategy. What's really changed for Novell is the new opportunity to bring innovation into the traditional platforms.
And so that probably fits pretty well also then with reasons why we employ people like Jeremy Allison, who are solely dedicated to things like the Samba project, which is purely an open source project. We have a great interest in there, but that doesn't mean that we're entirely open source, but we will invest in it where it's appropriate, right?
The way I like to think about it is that if you're going to take from the open source community, you need to be a responsible citizen, and you need to give and participate in the open source community.
Great. So last question for you. We got BrainShare coming up. This is the big show. The Novell community comes out to this in force. We've got thousands of people that show up at this show in Salt Lake City. Are we going to be seeing you up there on during the show? Are we going to see you on the stage? And what can people expect at that time?
Well, I've been asked to get up there and provide my perspective, some of which I've done here today, in terms of the excitement of what I think Novell and open source and innovation bring to the table. Really excited to get on the platform and speak about that. But frankly, I'm much more excited about the opportunity to spend lots of time with customers and understand their issues and make sure that we're being a very responsive organization to address whatever issues they may have.
Great. Great. So we'll look forward to seeing you there at BrainShare, and thanks very much for joining us here on Novell Open Audio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for making the time.
And there you go. That is the Jeff Jaffe special edition of Novell Open Audio. Thanks very much, and you'll be hearing more from us during BrainShare.